Elon Musk has a genius for PR. He seems to be on the front page of every newspaper around the world every day. He builds electric cars, sends rockets to Mars, has 10 children, is the richest man in the world, and says dumb things on Twitter, and then buys the platform. But who is Elon Musk really? Is he really going to bring free speech back to the internet? And what's his agenda? The world's richest man was pictured wearing a satanic-themed outfit, arriving at Heidi Klum's Halloween party with his mother, Mae Musk. The red and black outfit worn by Musk, who completed his $44 billion takeover of Twitter this week, featured an image of Baphomet carved into the chest plate with an upside-down cross between its horns. Mae Musk seemed completely at ease with her son wearing a satanic outfit. After all, she has her own history of satanic-themed outfits and blatant Illuminati symbolism. Despite dropping hints about who he serves, Musk still has a legion of fans who believe he somehow stands outside of the corrupt system. Surely, they say, he's not one of them. According to Musk's fans, his purchase of Twitter is set to usher in a glorious new era where freedom of speech is respected on the internet and enshrined as a right, as it should be under the Constitution. You might have noticed Twitter users, including some large accounts, testing the waters immediately after Musk bought the platform, tweeting about direct references to banned subjects, hoping to find evidence that Musk's new policies had already taken effect. But these fanboys are destined to have their hearts broken and their dreams sold down the river. Now that he has completed the purchase of the platform and dubbed himself Chief Twit, Elon Musk is taking off his mask. Rather than turning Twitter into a free speech platform, Musk has immediately bowed to the globalist elite and has indicated he will crack down even more harshly than his predecessors on so-called hate speech and will operate a zero-tolerance policy on content deemed offensive by a select group of moderators. Let's face it, we all know what hate speech means. It's any speech not endorsed and celebrated by the globalist elite. It's a way to silence dissent and control the herd. On Tuesday, Musk revealed that a small group of far-left civil society leaders, including the ADL, will be given tools to ban users and delete content that they deem to be hateful. Take a look at how few people liked Musk's tweet announcing the news that the ADL will be involved in Twitter censorship. To put it in perspective, Musk's tweets usually receive hundreds of thousands or even millions of likes. Musk is also backpedaling on his promise to unban controversial users, such as Alex Jones, Donald Trump, and Milo Yiannopoulos, and said that he no longer believes that individuals who are deplatformed for violating Twitter rules should be allowed back until the ADL has reviewed their case. Apparently, those who have been deplatformed by Twitter need to cool their jets for a few more weeks. But this is the ADL we are talking about. They make Snopes look like paragons of common sense, moderation, and decency. Let's face it, in siding with the ADL, Musk has decided to protect his $44 billion investment and kowtow to the global elite. Elon Musk's people are no better than Jack Dorsey's. One of Musk's senior employees, tasked with overseeing moderation on Twitter, Yoel Roth, has a history of calling Republicans Nazis and posting anti-Trump content on the platform. For those who have been paying attention to what has really gone on behind the scenes, Musk's behaviour should come as no surprise. In reality, Musk is a long way from the self-made independent maverick he portrays himself to be. Many people don't realise that in 2008, Musk was a World Economic Forum young global leader, bowing and scraping to the globalist elite with Emmanuel Macron, Jacinda Ardern and Justin Trudeau, all of whom went on to become far-left authoritarians as prime ministers and presidents in WEF-infiltrated countries. While Elon Musk is determined to have this information removed from the internet, the fact he was once affiliated with the WEF should come as no surprise. Musk shares many of Klaus Schwab's nefarious goals, including microchipping children and drilling chips into human brains. Unlike other billionaires and young global leaders, Musk has not appeared at Davos or allowed himself to be photographed with Schwab. Musk supporters claim this is evidence he has since turned his back on the WEF. But there's plenty of evidence to suggest Musk is still firmly on the inside of the WEF, and his front as a freewheeling capitalist techno-king is part of a double agent ruse to manipulate the masses on social media. Musk's present-day popularity comes from his talent for playing the class clown on social media, entertaining the masses. But if you scratch the surface, Musk appears to be a subversive globalist frontman inserting himself into popular culture as a Pied Piper figure. The moral of the story? Beware of false prophets, especially false prophets who come wearing upside-down crosses.